All right, we're ready for our first item. Paul Johnson, 05-07-02-04, excuse me. Morning, Chip.
Morning.
Mr. Johnson is requesting authorization to construct a 13-foot by 34-foot open-sided boathouse adjacent to an existing pier situated along Kenny Creek in Matthews County. Project is protested by an adjoining property owner and other property owners in the vicinity. Mr. Johnson's property is situated. Have lights there, Kathy. Is situated along Kenny Creek, a tributary of Queens Creek, near the Gwynns Island area of Matthews County. This is the tip of Gwynns Island. This is the bridge going over to Gwynns Island. This is Hills Bay and Kankatank River. A little bit closer view. This is Kenny Creek. Project is located along the eastern side and near the head of the creek. Creek's approximately 140 feet wide at the project site. Project's located, I believe, this is a sailboat right here. That's the 2002 aerial series that we use quite often. These were the plan view drawings included in the application. I've got a little bit closer view with some highlighting on it. Boathouse will measure 34 by 14. It's situated in the same location as an existing boat that it's designed to cover. And it will be open-sided in design. This is the cross-sectional drawing of the boathouse. Appears to be a hip roof design with the eaves set at 9 feet above the pier deck level. It's a ground shot looking out at Mr. Johnson's boat. The roof is proposed to cover the boat at the existing slip. A sailboat's in the slip to the left side of the pier. It's actually a boat lift over there. Staff did not notice any other similar boathouses in the immediate vicinity. It's an aerial photograph taken actually just last week. This is the site of the proposed boathouse right here. Project is protested by the adjoining property owner, Mr. Donald Easterling, and several other residents along the creek. In fact, we received a phone call this morning from Ms. Ferguson Giles. She was not going to be able to be here today, but she wanted to make sure that it was, she was still registered as objecting to the project. Her letter's in the file. Mr. Easterling is the owner of record of a parcel that apparently is intended to be deeded to the Subdivision Owners Association, and I believe that parcel's right here, and that's the pier that extends from it. Apparently, an association has not yet been formed, and he retains ownership of that parcel. Mr. Easterling polled the owners of the lots in the subdivision, and based on the majority of the owners objecting to the proposal, he registered an objection. Those objecting to the project cite concerns related to view and property values. This is a shot from Mr. Johnson's pier looking up towards the head of the creek. Mr. Easterling's pier is there. In the foreground. The boathouse does not encroach over any public or privately leased oyster ground, and no state agencies have commented on the proposal. Since the boathouse is proposed to be in the same location as where the boat is currently moored, staff does not believe the structure will adversely affect navigation. It's a final aerial looking out towards the mouth of Kenny Creek. Again, the boathouse will be located right there. The boathouse appears to be reasonably sized to provide protected mooring of Mr. Johnson's boat. In fact, had the adjacent property owner not objected to the proposal, it would have qualified for the exemption contained in Section 28.2-1203A5 of the Virginia Code. The proposed open-sided design should also minimize the visual impacts associated with the structure. and the navigational and environmental impact should not exceed those associated with the current mooring of the boat at the existing pier. Accordingly, staff is recommending approval of the project as proposed.
Chip, how far up the creek does that? How does the creek come up?
Let me show you here.
Maybe it's shorter than the original.
It's about halfway up Queens Creek, I'd say, and then it's up towards the head of that little Kenny Creek that is off of the northern side of Queens Creek.
Thank you.
Basically, are all of the neighboring landowners objecting?
Several of them are. The adjoining owner to the
Up Creek.
The Up Creek side is objecting to it. Down Creek is not. He did not object to it. And then we received some letters from folks across the creek. Mm-hmm. Apparently, in that subdivision, they've got a property owners association that has to approve structures like this, and they have not approved any in that subdivision. But this is a separate subdivision.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Chip, you had mentioned that in your analysis that there wouldn't be any detrimental impact to navigation. Just looking at these plan view drawings, it looks like the boathouse would start approximately 5 feet off the, I guess, is that a bulkhead there, or is that shoreline?
I don't believe there is a bulkhead on the on the property. And
perhaps that's just the high water mark on the plan view drawing, but are you satisfied that the boathouse won't project into the creek? I mean, this is a narrow creek. So
yes, it is a narrow creek. It will not extend. The boat that's moored there right now is 32 feet.
Right.
And the boathouse itself is 34, so it's really not extending any further than the boat that's currently moored there.
And it's basically in the same location where the boat is currently moored.
Yes, sir.
Is that correct? Okay. Thank you.
Any more questions, Chip? Information? Thank you, Chip.
Okay.
Is Mr. Johnson here, his representative? What's your name?
Carl Johnson.
You swear to tell the whole truth, not the truth of the guard?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you. Let's proceed.
Mr. Nykirk's done a brilliant job of basically showing all the information concerning my project. I don't have a whole lot more to add other than the reason that the boat has been requested is I have a 47-year-old antique dead rise wooden boat, and everybody that knows about wooden boats tells me the best thing you need to do is get a roof over that thing. So that's why I'm here. I have better than six or so objections, but they are related to other matters concerning the common area, ownership of the common area, a boundary dispute, and matters of that type. And so basically that's why the objections are there. Mr. Essling has a file of letters, Mr. Nykirk has a file of letters so big that would take us half a day to go through to explain it all, but that is the crux of the complaint. I do have a PowerPoint. But basically, it's exactly the same, pretty much, as what he has just shown. There are other existing boathouses in the area within about a tenth of a mile. There are approximately 10 or 12 boathouses of various ages, various designs, various sizes, and I don't really feel that I'm asking for anything unusual. When you look at the Kenny Creek itself, is a relatively short creek. There are no boathouses in there, but get beyond Kenny Creek, and there are a plethora of boathouses. And again, I don't want to waste the commission's time because I know you have a heavy schedule, and basically that's all I have to say at this time.
Is there a question, Mr. Johnson, the commission? Thank you, sir. I can sympathize with you. I had a cover with my dead rise for 10 years, and you gave me a lot of confirmation. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Is there anyone in the audience that objects to this or would like to speak on this issue? Yes, sir. Come forward.
My name is Brett Jones. I own.
They promise to tell the whole truth and not the truth, have you got?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. You may proceed.
I own the adjacent property of Mr. Johnson, and I feel that the creek is very narrow, as you could see by the aerials that Chip Nykirk presented you. If Mr. J- now this is a view. I have a. I didn't realize we had all of these fancy. This is a view of my property looking down Kenny Creek.
You will submit that.
Okay, and this is this will be a view of the boathouse. This will be a view of the boathouse, basically the same picture that you're passing, photograph you're passing around. Mr. Johnson says that it will be an uncovered, it'll be an open-sided boathouse, but if you, he said it's similar to the one in the picture, but most of these boathouses that people are protecting their boats with will have mainly curtains that slide down the side, so me sitting out on my deck in the morning or looking down the creek, I'll see, you'd see exactly what you're seeing in the photograph. I feel like if I brought a boat in there, I think it'll start a precedence because when one boathouse is built on this narrow creek, then other people are going to come before you and request other boathouses. And if I took a 30-foot boat up the creek, and if you're out of the middle of that creek, you're on the ground. You're grounded. And I really feel there's no way you could turn a boat around with all these boathouses and other people requesting boathouses on Kenny Creek. It's a beautiful little creek, and I would hate to see a ghetto of boathouses up and down the creek. That photograph, if you notice the pole, the boathouse will extend about 15 feet past the common pier that's there. Mr. Esterling, he owns about a 50 by 60 parcel of land, which he didn't know he owned until about a month ago anyway. And so how he got in the situation is beyond me. But the people, and I have 2.25 acres, two plus acres there next to Mr. Johnson, and I'd like to keep it, have an aesthetic view of down, looking down the creek, and I appreciate you guys taking, let me take your time. I know you have important things to do besides worry about boathouses, but thank you very much. And I do protest. I am against the boathouse.
Any questions, Mr. Jones? Yes, Mr. Schick.
Where were you standing at the water's edge when you took the
picture? I was standing on my property looking, as you look at the pier, down that pier.
At the water's edge?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how far is your deck from the water's edge?
That if I built a pier, my deck would be out into the water. I don't have a pier. That pier there is a common pier for all of the owners in Idle Acres.
Okay.
Any more questions, Mr. Jones? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Johnson, would you like to come back? You have 2 minute rebuttal.
First of all, Mr. Jones is—he's not an adjoining property owner. The land is owned by Mr. Esterling. He is the adjoining property owner. Mr. Jones owns a, just as he said, a couple of acres of land there. It's a wooded lot. It's undeveloped. He does not have a pier. He does not have a dock. He does not have a house. He owns property there, and that's the extent of it. My project falls within the guidelines of the VMRC guidelines. It's a legal application, and I feel like I have a good reason to request what I'm requesting. I would put the only one is a roof. I'll put any kind of roof you dictate, small, flat, low, whatever. That's all I'm after.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Johnson, could I ask you a question that you could clarify? Mr. Jones mentioned something about curtains. You have an open-sided boathouse. You depend on keeping the sides open, I presume.
Absolutely, sir. If it wasn't an open-sided boathouse, if someone did put curtains up, it wouldn't be open-sided anymore.
Thank you. As you heard from the applicants, you heard from the objections, and you heard the repeat. The matter is now before the commission.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Sheik. Yes, I move that in the case of Carl Johnson, 05-2704, that the commission has considered all the information in our packet and presented here at this meeting, and I move that we approve this request.
Second. Motion made, Mr. Sheik. Second, Mr. Holland. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just point out that the upland dispute with respect to access to the common area is certainly outside of our jurisdiction. And I note that some of the protestants raised concerns about access to the creek beyond this dock, but based on the plan drawing and staff testimony and what we've heard, there won't be any additional or incremental impact to navigation. I mean, this is a very the boathouse is barely larger than the boat itself. It's a 34-foot boathouse accommodating a 32-foot boat. So I think they've downsized it to the minimum necessary size, and I think it's appropriate. And I think the open-sided construction will help mitigate any impact on the adjacent properties as far as view. Thank you.
Any more discussion? All in favor of this motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
One opposed. All right, no abstentions. Motion is carried. Thank you. Before we go into the next case in Lee Dearman, 052326, I'd like to make a comment of these cases that keep coming back, these after-the-fact authorizations. We've actually been flooded with them, and I've had an experience in the last 3 years of having three applications approved, latest one this morning, by the staff, and I have had no problems getting these approvals. There's a booklet out. It's self-explanatory of all sorts of ways to build what you're going to build and do what you're going to do. When you get a Corps permit or a county wetlands permit, it's from big, bold letters. You must have a VMRC permit. Now, I talked to the commissioner yesterday, and he and I hope some more commissioners are, I think the word is tired of the after-the-fact coming back for authorization. We have a matrix we work by, but it's just very, very uncalled for. We'll do the best we can with them, but some of these days, some commission is going to pull the string. When you put in a wall 2 feet from another wall to take the and be the bad boys and take it back out and start over, that just stirs up the bottom and ruins that much more of the growth. But still, it's got to, somewhere this has got to stop.